Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, Joan Jett of comedy? I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlotta. What's up, everybody? Thank you for joining us. Hell yeah.
Wow, we're so excited to be here today. Fuck, we have some incredible guests, dude. I'm really excited to introduce these next guys. You might have heard of them. I don't know. First, we're going to go in order of worst to best.
Uh-oh.
In comedy.
Oh, no.
And in life. I don't know who she's going to say first. I got to be honest.
I keep going back and forth. You guys tied.
We're tied. Thank you, Kim, for trying to steal my intro. This is not Broad Topics. This is the Real Ass Podcast.
Woo! It's the Broad Topics takeover of the
broad
Real Ass Podcast.
Broad Topcast?
Broad Topcast.
Ooh.
You listen to the Broad Ass Topcast.
Zach D'Amico looks good.
Honestly, isn't that fucked up, dude? If you showed up and you were Zach, I'm like, dude, Zach fucking got his shit together, dude.
Right.
He got his fucking life together.
Zach, what have you been doing?
Wow, dude, you really. But since it's you, you look like shit. Like, it's just, you're just. Isn't that awful?
I do look like shit right now. But yeah, you stack me up next to Zach, and I look like an Adonis.
Dude, you look fantastic next to your own feet. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah. Your feet are fucking.
Oh, fuck. It's back.
I'm going to say right now, your feet are fucking.
The nail
disgusting.
Grew back, and it's ingrown again. Hurts. I was digging at it like for an hour today.
Listen to me, Dalton. What the fuck is wrong with your feet?
I don't know.
What
man.
Did you do?
Ew.
I don't know.
And I'm sure you guys have talked about this.
Look at that. Why are they purple? Why are your toes purple? You need
zoom
to go to
in.
A doctor. I think
zoom
that's
in.
Like, what is that, staph?
Are they like gangrene? No. Like, are they not getting blood?
They're getting yellow.
I had ingrown toenails.
Look, go down to his big fucking toe.
No,
there's a man's face.
There's a woman's hair across his foot.
There's Jesus in my toe.
There's a man in the moon. Like people see the Virgin Mary in a piece of toast.
Yeah, the Virgin Mary. That is ingrown toenail.
It does look like a man in the moon.
The prophet Muhammad is in his toe.
This is one of those pictures you can look at, and every time you look at it, you see something different.
Yeah, it's like you're having a stroke.
Look at the long hairs.
The third toenail on each foot has like a matching length.
So I have had x-rays done, and there is like something very wrong with my feet.
You needed x-rays for that?
Your feet are shaped like a magical creature. Like the way they spread out. Like, the way I would draw the fucking...
A gargoyle's feet at the edge of a building kind of hook the way Dalton's
do. Yes, dude. Like you have to be living on the edge of a dark castle in order for that to make sense.
Yeah.
Do they look like that right now?
Yeah.
That is fucking gross.
So what happened was I had to get both of my big toenails like ripped off by a doctor.
Okay.
And it's been like several months. And because they were so ingrown, they were like, we just got to take them off because you're in pain. You're in a lot of pain. And so they ripped them off. And the right one finally is like grown back in. But now it's stronger and more
Bring
ingrown.
Bring them back up, by the way. His toes need to be up during this entire conversation. There's no reason.
That is horrible.
I wouldn't even say they're growing back in. Like, the big toes are not the same health as the rest of
them. No, it looks like shit.
Why
man.
Are they
it's,
so red?
It's very concerned. I don't know. I guess because they're being, like, stabbed by the nail.
Your pinky toenail fully faces the side.
Right.
And your second toe from the pinky is the longest of your toes.
The second toe.
Shallow howl. Shallow howl.
The second toe is actually beautiful compared to the rest of the feet.
I have bad feet.
The second toe
is... What's going on between your toes on the right foot?
Is that dirt?
It's gunk. It's gunk.
It's gunk.
It's just gunk.
Why are the hairs so
long? I got a little gunk in my toes. Come on, man. Why are we doing this?
You posted
this. Why would you post this on the internet?
Were your parents...
I was going through a lot.
Was your family from Waterworld? Why do you have webbed feet?
They're not webbed. They're useless. I can't. These don't work on land or sea.
I feel like you can climb telephone poles without any shoes
on. I can barely walk. My feet are fucked up, dude.
I feel like you could slash someone with a toenail.
Yeah. Ew.
Dalton, you can simply delete the post.
There is literally a face.
I guess I could.
If you zoom in, there are eyes on the left toe.
I know. The
and a
left
mouth.
Toe is a face. I said it's man in the moon toe.
Man. That's insane. It looks like the Mucinex guy.
Yeah. TJ Miller. Wasn't he the voice of that?
No, the fucking actual phlegm.
How much to put Dalton's big toe in your mouth right now? The
no
number.
Less,
number.
No less that one, than $20,000.
That was when the nail was still there.
Oh.
That is really bad.
Oh, my God.
What about
the
other one?
Oh, my God. Dude, do you dip your toes in Cheetos? What is wrong with you?
Has a girl ever put her toes in your mouth?
Your toes in her mouth.
Her toes.
There's never been
if
any
some
toes.
Bitch
do girls
your
touch
toe,
your feet ever? Doggy,
no.
Doggy, if some bitch
I leave my
toe,
socks on during sex.
Dalton.
You should.
If some bitch put her toe in your mouth, you kill her. You kill her right there and then. She's not human.
If she put her toe in my mouth?
If she put your toe in her mouth.
Oh, my toe. Oh, yeah, she's yeah. She doesn't respect herself.
$150,000.
$150,000.
Really?
$50,000 on the table right now just to suck on his toe.
For how long?
to completion.
$50,000? To completion. Ew. Till the toenail comes off.
Yeah, it spits fucking juice out of me.
Hey, Alex, can you suck this ingrown toenail off of me? Because it hurts.
How much you eat his ingrown toenail? You got to chew it.
I have to bite it off him, or somebody cuts it off, gives it to me to eat.
You have to bite it off him, Alex. No.
Let's say, okay, here we go. Next. We anesthetize the toe. I can't feel any pain. You can do whatever you want.
Anesthetize Alex. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
you're
not.
And we give you a handful of Percocets, and then you can do whatever you want.
She would do it just for the Percocets.
Yeah.
Now we're speaking her language.
You took the money away, she'll still do it.
We inject a local anesthetic into my toe. You take like 40 to 50 Percocets. You can do whatever you want to my toe. What's the dollar amount?
I mean, $100,000. I'd fuck around with that toe for like 2-3 minutes.
Okay, now we
I said 10,000.
Now we are going to take 10. The cost of the
no, I said 20, I think.
That.
But I now that we zoomed in, I kind of changed my mind. The zoom in really changed a lot.
100 minimum, I'd say.
They're bad. Yes, I have.
I could do probably no less than 70. I'd go probably 70.
Grand. It would almost, if you cut your feet off,
it would be better. I've had that same thought.
To be footless.
To be footless would be better.
You would get more girls to be attracted to you. More girls would be like, you know what? That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
he's
you could
no
tell
feet.
Him he went to war or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, Dalton.
Lewis, we're on the same page, man. I've had that exact same thought. I would rather just cut the foot off.
Dalton's like looking for bear traps in the woods.
Yeah.
We've barely spoken, but if you'd been footless this whole time, I would have pushed your wheelchair 3 times.
Well,
by
I'm
now.
So I am supposed to get like a pretty intense surgery. I just have to like be able to recover because it's like 6 months to recover from it.
He wants you to push his wheelchair now.
Yeah,
that's what happens when you offer anything to a guy. Suddenly he has a surgery.
I would like they would do it 1 foot at a time, so I would be like off 1 foot for 6 months, so it'd be a whole year basically
of hopping around.
You're gonna look like Zach Amico by the end of the year.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm afraid to get. That's why I'm looking into some Eastern medicine
with those
yoga.
Feet,
perhaps.
Do you have to sleep upside down in a casket?
No, I choose to.
Yeah. God damn it, Dalton.
Because they're great at clinging to the ceiling.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. I have parts of my body that I feel like are that gross, but nope. I don't.
Well, I have an ugly toe. I showed you my ugly toe Austin a few weeks ago. Dalton makes my ugly toe look kissable.
Your toes are part of the body of an angel compared to Dalton's.
Look,
but just like Dalton sitting here by himself isn't hot, but compared to Zach Amico, if we just were to put your toe on a fucking table, it's not great, Alex.
No, I'm with you. That's reasonable.
She agrees.
I mean, look,
if you and Dalton had a child, I would be afraid that it would just fucking come out as just one ugly foot. That's all it would be.
Possible it would.
Well, yeah. You've added me to the roster of Gas Digital Freak shows.
No, I think we're safe from that.
We all.
What
have...
is this? Bunch of sparkling waters. All right, thanks, Paul. Why'd you say it like that, though? You put it on the table, like a weirdo, in a plastic bag. Who or in a paper
it's
bag?
It's a paper bag.
You want to pass them out between us, maybe?
Well, why don't you just fucking give them to us? It's a fucking paper bag of fucking sparkling waters.
Don't yell at him. Hey, what's something going on, Paul?
Why are they so large?
What's something wrong, buddy?
Who orders that? Who orders a 1 liter of sparkling water?
What? No, they're so
multiple
big.
1 liters.
They're all so big. I'll take that one. The blue one's mine. Yep.
Can I take the mango normal size?
You know what? Fuck it. I'll have the raspberry big boy.
Are you going to leave me with a pomegranate like that Greek thing?
Do you want 3 liters of pomegranate sparkling water?
You're welcome. Thank you.
Fuck me! Paul! Paul, goddammit! It's never not done that. I open sparkling water all the time. It never doesn't do that on me.
Sparkling water does seem like more fizzy than any other.
This was shaken on purpose.
Yeah. You gotta take it slow.
Dalton just opened it with his feet.
Right before the show, Lewis opened mail in this room.
Oh, dude, it was infuriating.
You know what?
I got mail directly to me. It wasn't even like the Skanks. It wasn't a Realized Podcast. It was just a little piece of mail. I was like, oh, how cool is this? And then I had to open it. And it was a little tube, and it took so long to open. It was fucking the whole meeting.
We're having a
I'm
meeting,
I'm trying to open it. I'm like just half paying attention to the meeting. I'm trying to get through this mail. So excited about it. Get through it. Boom. Pop. Somebody sent me a fucking dick bomb.
I was wondering why there's dicks everywhere.
Bomb?
Dick graffiti everywhere.
I wasn't going to ask.
It's a glitter bomb with these little dicks.
There's dicks everywhere?
There's dicks everywhere. So I was going to talk about it on the show because now people are going to just do that
to
me regularly.
Who sent it to you?
I don't know. Some dick.
That's hilarious.
Hey, also, if you want, send Lewis anthrax.
No.
It's fucked up, dude.
Wow.
Remember that? Remember anthrax?
Is that what happened to your feet?
Yeah. I got some bad mail.
You were dipped in a vat of anthrax?
I did get the x-ray showed that there's like extra bones in my feet.
Yeah, it's obvious.
Like a black
dude.
Person?
That's why I was like, I don't need 23andMe, dude. I know I'm black, dude.
I was going to ask if there's like hella extra bones in there.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
There's extra something.
It's like a bat's
chromosomes.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
So what's going on with your feet? Hold on. Yes, I need a little more creamer. Thank you, Eric.
Well, they thought it was muscular dystrophy for a while. They were like this.
But they're like, nope, you have no muscles.
Yeah. No, they were like, this looks like a form of muscular dystrophy, and it's like the same one that my granddad had. It's called Charcot-Marie-Tooth.
Charcot-Marie-Tard?
Charcot-Marie-Tard. And they thought it was that. I did all these tests, like nerve conduction, where they like shove a needle in you and electrocute your muscles.
They did that to your feet?
They did it to my feet, my calves, like my hands.
They
all
yelled at your feet?
Yeah.
Why are you so ugly?
Stop!
Please stop being so
ew.
Fucking freaky.
Ew!
Yeah. And so, yeah, they determined that whatever's going on with them is just some congenital deformity. Like, I guess the way I was sitting in the womb or something just like crushed them. And so
he's just Asian squatting, yeah, sitting on his feet.
If somebody told me that you were part Satan, it would make sense.
Can I ask a question? Do you wear sandals in the summer like it's absolutely nothing?
No. I never wear sandals.
That's good.
I can't.
That's good of you.
Okay, I saw that gargoyle thing. That
was
fucking
hilarious.
Nice.
Our producers are working. Our producers are fucking working. Wow, she has never done anything that good ever. Killing
God,
Paul
who did that?
Sean Mantis.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Fuck me, dude.
I'm very
it's
impressed.
So good.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I'm gargoyle. Well,
holy shit.
My life sucks.
Why does it suck?
My feet hurt.
They hurt constantly.
They hurt, yeah.
They're in pain.
Yeah, that's why I used to take all that Kratom.
Have you ever gotten a foot massage?
Yeah.
Really? You've done that to somebody? Some poor fucking Asian woman.
Uh-huh.
You were like...
Yeah.
Did you tip her
crumbs
really well?
Like a granola bar in bed?
How many Asian masseuses committed harikari and just stabbed themselves with a sword as soon as they looked at your feet?
Harikari?
I don't know.
What are you, fucking 86 years old? What is that?
Harikari.
It's also called Sepiki.
Yeah.
It's Asian.
Anyways, on broad topics.
Yeah, what's y'all's show about? What do y'all do?
We don't talk about your feet for an hour.
Yeah, I know. I don't really talk. We've covered my feet.
Are we over
we've
your feet?
They hurt. It just hurts all. I'm in pain.
I never want to think about his feet again. If we could just.
I forgot about them, and then you.
I will say.
I'm sorry, that's my fault.
Lewis.
Every time I see him, all I see in my head is his feet.
I'll say this. It hurt. They hurt, and when I used to take kratom, and that helped with it.
And I then, get you kratom, bro.
No, because it turns out if you take kratom nonstop for 3 years, it hurts even more.
Why? What do you mean?
Because you maybe you don't take it for a few days, and then
so you're having kratom
you
withdrawals.
Sweat through your bed sheets.
You're having kratom withdrawals.
I had them, and I'm over it. I no longer take it, but I don't disparage anyone that does.
Well, yeah, listen, guys, if you're going to take kratom, don't take it daily to deal with
Yeah, don't take an ounce a day.
Fucking demon feet.
Don't take an ounce of kratom a day. Mm-mm.
There you go. What if Shannon had feet like that? She takes kratom.
Kratom causes you to have feet like that?
Don't say that. Your kratom sponsors the show. It's fucked up.
This is insane.
Yeah. Look, broad topics right here on the Gas Digital Network. Let's do our plugs real quick. Let's plug it the fuck up, baby boys. Because we got these girls in the studio. Kim Congdon, very happy that she takes the time to speak to me.
You're so lucky.
I'm so lucky that she's... Even speaking to me right now, the disgusting memory she has of being with me, takes her time to spend 2 hours on Ari Shaffir's podcast disparaging my name. I'm still going to be the bigger person. Still
You're
the bigger
literally
person.
The bigger person.
She called me fat, everyone.
You're both fat.
You're fat.
I'm fat. Yeah, it's been a tough year. but you gained weight.
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
Did we talk about it yesterday?
No, I've never talked. I wouldn't talk to someone so big.
Oh shut God. The fuck up, you fucking whack-a-mico motherfucker.
Okay. Right, Lewis, what do I do now?
Nothing.
You told
you're not funny enough.
You told
shut
me to,
up.
You told me to insult her, and then I don't know what to do after that.
Dude, you're on your own. I did not say that, Kim. I love you. I think you're great. She'll hurt you, dude.
Kim, I'm sorry. I'm fucking with you.
You want to die?
I do. I'm sad.
Let's do plugs.
Okay, I forgot to send Shannon my plugs.
Oh, yeah, these are my plugs. This is my plug music. That's right. I was like, what show are we on? Where are we at right now? Alex!
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar, and check out Broad Topics podcast here on Gas Digital Network every Thursday at 9:30 p.m. Or you could catch it for free on iTunes and YouTube every Monday. Subscribe, leave us a review, do all that.
Oh, yeah.
Kimberly?
You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram.
Can I?
At Kim Congdon.
Am I allowed to?
Lewis, shut the fuck up. I'm doing my plugs.
Sorry. I think you can now.
I can.
I think you can. I
and
think
I
you
do. I do.
On Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/QueenKong1.
Dalton.
Yes, you can listen.
Oh, and sorry. And I'll be in LA next month. So you can check me out there.
Okay.
I'll be other places, but I just want Dalton to know that I'm in charge here. Go
yes.
ahead.
Give
them your best.
Hold on. Kim, I really like you. I can
tell them
you
I'm
a
skinny.
Friend.
Tell them I'm skinny.
Kim,
tell them I'm skinny.
You are very pretty.
All right, I like him. He got me.
So, you can check out my podcast. It's called The Loud Boys. I do it with my buddies Robbie Goodwin and Joe Gorman. Subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/loudboys. And if you are in the New York City area, we are hosting our first ever stand-up showcase. The Loud Boys present Brooklyn's Cool at the Brooklyn Comedy Club Sunday, June 20th. At 6 p.m., so check that out.
It's weird that you didn't ask me to be on that show.
I did ask you to be on it, and you never responded to my text message.
I didn't get that.
Yep, I texted you, and you never responded, and I thought you were big dogging me. So we got Usama Siddiqui instead.
You got Usama Siddiqui instead of known
we
terrorist.
We needed a brown
a known,
person.
The head of the Siddiqui terrorist cell.
Yeah, well, we needed someone with a darker complexion than the rest of... Who was on the lineup? So it was either you or Usama.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Anything else?
We book shows by like a swatch chart.
Give Lewis a spot he wants, please.
Give me a spot.
Do you want to do the show?
I'll do the show.
Please come out. Please.
On the 20th?
The 20th, 6 o'clock.
I can't.
Just added Lewis J. Gomez to the 6 o'clock show.
6 p.m. is early.
Brooklyn Comedy Club.
6 p.m. in Brooklyn.
Headlining, Lewis is going to do a half-hour set.
This is Harrington's
June 20th, Father's Day. Lewis is going to abandon baby James to come to the Brooklyn Comedy Club.
This is the place that Harrington books, by the way. This is how low down the totem pole Dalton is, that he has a 6 p.m. show at the Harrington Comedy Club.
6 p.m.
I have a show on The Sun Is Still Up at the Brooklyn Comedy Club.
He couldn't even get a prime time at the Harrington Club.
You know, there's a beautiful sunset outside, but how about you come into a dark room?
What a fucking wild world we're living in, Dalton. You need to fucking reevaluate what's going on.
I'm constantly reevaluating.
A prime time spot. It's the Harrington Club.
Guess what? Well, last week we got bumped. The whole show got bumped by Dave Smith.
No.
Yeah. I talked about it when I was on rap while you were gone, but Harrington texted us and said that we hadn't sold enough tickets.
Harrington, get in here.
And it turns out Dave just wanted to add another show.
Let's see.
Oh, man. Oh, Harrington, this is great. I'm sorry, Dalton. You and Harrington should fist fight right now.
I'm not mad. It's so funny.
Dalton, this is why you got to work with somebody like me, because I'll speak on your behalf. Harrington, sit the fuck. What is going on here? Club Harrington is in Brooklyn, by the way.
Harrington's dressed like a club booker.
Listen Brooklyn to me. Comedy Club, Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Club Harrington. We're calling it Club Harrington.
Is it called? What's it called? Club Harrington. Now? So it's called Brooklyn Comedy Club?
Brooklyn Comedy Club. So what happened?
Well, because Harrington is the fire festival of human beings, by the way.
It really
is. Like, what just showed up right
Alex
now.
And I, Alex and I picked up Harrington at the airport the other day, and we were, you know how you, there's like A, B, C, D where you pick people up?
Yeah.
And we were like, which one are you at?
Where are you at? And Harrington says, right now, where are you at?
Harrington says, I'm in D, as in David. And we're like, did he say Bobby? Like, why would you not just say David?
I'm in D, like David.
Why would you do that and make it so confusing? We missed it.
Kim said D is in David. I said yes. D is in David.
Why would
it's
you do
so
that
annoying.
When we're trying to hear?
It's so annoying.
It's so loud. It's the airport. We're trying to hear where he is.
He's
we only
fire
have a few seconds.
I love that description of him, and I stand by that.
It's like a human being, and he showed up, and there's the things that are
he reels
part
you
of
in
a,
every time. He makes you feel like it's all going to be good and fun.
He'll suck dick here for water bottles.
Yes.
Harrington, what's going on? First of all, you don't think that offering Dalton and the Loud Boys a 6 p.m. spot is a little disrespectful? Who wants that spot?
Dave Smith.
Yeah, Dave. Yeah,
apparently.
Dave Smith and Robbie Bernstein wanted
as of last week, that was who wanted that spot.
And you told us that we hadn't sold enough tickets.
Okay, to be fair. Right, what I said was you guys had not moved any tickets yet, which you hadn't.
Not he didn't say not enough.
Yeah.
He said any.
Any.
Oh wow.
There was no tickets
whatsoever.
You're mad you couldn't perform to an empty room.
I'm not upset. No.
It was a Wednesday, and I knew on Wednesday we had this conversation.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I would not feel good, right, having your first show be at the club be something that had maybe 6 tickets sold versus a show that I knew would do really well in that spot. And I wanted you guys to start on the best foot possible, give you a little bit more time to promote it.
Yeah.
I think it worked out for
everybody. You don't think maybe a not 6 o'clock time slot would be better for a new producer when they're trying to get something going? Like,
I'm not upset.
No. Stop it, Dalton. What? I got this. Just put your foot on the table. We're going to intimidate this guy, okay?
Harrington, you fucking suck, dude.
That's not the way to do it either.
Oh, sorry.
That's not it either.
No. You seriously need to let Lewis speak for you.
All right, well,
why not
I don't
give
mean
them
that
a better time slot so then they have an easier time entertaining, number one, half your crowd, and then maybe also getting their crowd to come out. 6 o'clock is a little bit of a tough time slot, my friend.
Do you think 8 p.m. would be better?
Oh, for sure.
Really?
100%.
8 p.m. would be better.
Why is that a question?
Do you think you could, do you think you could move more tickets for these guys if they were at 8 p.m.?
Me personally? I wouldn't come out to a 6 o'clock show, so is moving 0 tickets to 6.
6 o'clock is a great time for like an open mic.
Yeah,
but
it's a great time for an open mic, but if you want a professional comedy show,
Well, you're acting as Dalton's manager here, so I would assume it's in your best interest that the show be moved to 8 p.m.
I would say an
8
p.m. show would be a better time for Dalton. And
would you be there if it was an 8 p.m. show?
What's the date?
Father's Day.
It's Father's Day?
June 20th, yeah.
It's a strong maybe.
He's definitely not going to be there on Father's Day.
No, because I bring James. I brought James last time.
Yeah, bring James, dude.
That'd be a nice end of the night.
Yeah.
Like
if me and James go into the city, we can go to the zoo, do some Father's Day shit.
No.
That's He's cute. Canceling this show. I'm telling you. Right
I mean,
now.
Are you going to be on if it's an 8 p.m. show?
I'll say yes, but you know.
All right, don't get an 8 p.m. show this week.
He is a yes, 8 p.m.
show.
Lying.
8 p.m. We're changing it. We're going to have to reach out to the comics one more time to let them know that the time has been changed.
But
yet
it's
again.
Better. It's a better time.
Yes.
It's a better time. And then he'll have some of his own audience there, which is great. And then those people may become fans. And that's how it all works. He's got a fucking draw. Yet Dave is a draw, so he can do a 6 o'clock fucking show. Yeah, put a guy. And also, Dave's fucking fans are 80.
Yeah, there literally was an 80.
And that,
man,
by the way, let me say, I'm sorry I said you suck earlier.
No, he sucks, dude. No, you were right about that, dude.
No, I'm not that kind of guy. Harrington, the other I love thing, you. I love you, brother. And I understand.
This
look,
is also
booking,
not the way, Dalton.
Booking a show. No, this is the way. This kindness. I'm going to kill you with kindness, dude.
Kill him with kindness.
Booking a show is tough, man. I get it.
Why
I
do you wear your sunglasses on your tank top like that?
Because he's cool.
Take him
that's
off.
A cool way to, that's a cool way to... You could keep them on your head, but that looks corny. You got to put them on the tank top, baby. Let him know you're a beach boy.
Hit Thank it
you,
on Harrington. The head, Harrington. Thank no,
you.
Stay.
Stay. Fine, stay. You're on Broad
Topics. Yeah,
let me do my plugs. Let me do my plugs real quick. I haven't done that yet. Guys, I have some live shows coming up. I'll be in San Diego, California at the end of July, July 22nd through 24th. Also, I will be down at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, July 28th through 31st. So July's cracking to be a good fucking month, cocksuckers. Come out, support. Live shows are going to be bumping. Everything is open. Everyone's excited. I'm trying to get another pandemic going, so people are going to be kissing at my show, sharing drugs. It's going to be quite the fucking summer. Make sure you go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab those tickets. I'll be out at Stress Factory on the 23rd. That is next week, the 23rd. Stress Factory Comedy Club, The Depraved Live. This is literally the best comedians in the world performing the most fucked up sets. The way the show works is you have to start with your dirtiest, most fucked up joke and dig yourself out of a hole right there. The Louis J. Gomez special, they call that. And we got Big J, we got Shane Gillis, Corinne Fisher, Zach Amico, Mike Figgs, and many, many more comedians. It's going to be a fucking incredible night. So grab those tickets. That show will sell out. And if we sell it out quickly, maybe we'll add a second show. Some different comments.
Yeah, maybe we'll add Dalton Pruitt.
Maybe we'll add Dalton Pruitt onto that show.
Who knows?
He's just some nobody right now.
Make sure you guys subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And also, make sure you guys subscribe for Gas Digital, GasDigitalNetwork.com. My YouTube channel is suspended for the week for some horse shit, okay? So if you want to watch the Real Ass Podcast live...
He was making Harrington eat horse shit.
If you want to watch the Real Ass Podcast, you got to watch it on GasDigitalNetwork.com. Luckily, we're giving you a 7-day free trial, so you don't even need to have a subscription. You could just subscribe for free, try it out, use the promo code RAP. You get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows in the network. So you get Real Ass Podcast, over 700 episodes, Legion of Skanks, over 500 episodes, Believe You Me, over 400 episodes, thousands and thousands of hours of content, the whole on-demand library for Broad Topics, and there are certain episodes where these gals show their feet. So you got to go subscribe, you got to go check out the archives, you got to check out the on-demand library. Shit gets real. And is that it? What else do I have to plug? Anything else?
I mean, can I
go? Say Twitch?
What are you plugging?
I'm here and we're doing
fucking
plugs.
You're not a plugger.
Plug.
You're not a plugger.
Let Harrington plug.
It's our show. It's our show.
Should I let him plug?
Let him plug.
Let him plug. Let him plug.
Fine. Only because the crowd wanted it.
At the M. Harrington on Twitter and Instagram. And check out Notes of a Goon. Comes out every Tuesday at midnight. It's myself and Chris from Brooklyn.
Are you on that show?
I mean, I produce it. And I'm
he just said, that's myself and Chris from Brooklyn. Can you go to the iTunes notes for Notes of a Goon? Mm-hmm.
Do you think Roz ever promoted Frasier's show as being Frasier and Roz?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think she...
No, she used to say myself and Frasier.
Yeah. She probably said it grammatically correct, yeah.
Whatever. I mean, I got the message across. I didn't want to take it
Let's
too much
say,
time.
Let's say, notes of goon of note, Chris from Brooklyn sits down and yells about childhood trauma. How he'd fix a whole drama. Oh, no.
Mike
oh, he
Harrington.
Is joined by a stalwart producer and homeless weirdo, Mike Harrington.
You're in the show description. All right,
he's in the
okay.
show description. I'll give it to him.
Frasier and Rawls.
Give it to him.
Okay. What are you doing?
That was
he's
it.
Got it.
Oh, Fight Journal.
Oh, okay.
Fight Journal's pretty long.
Oh, Fight Journal.
Lewis, what? So what's going on with your...
you're ill.
What's going on with your Seinfeld show?
It's on pause right now.
Oh, man. That sucks.
It's on pause. Yeah.
I think you're funnier than Seinfeld. I think your show is funnier than the TV show Seinfeld.
I completely agree.
You enrich it in a way that
I
others don't know
I am more diverse than Seinfeld, like in terms of my talents. Seinfeld's a one-trick pony. Louis J. Gomez, I got a lot of tricks.
You could juggle.
I could juggle. I could fucking hacky sack.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can list how many. I bet you. Let's go around in a circle.
Wait, hold on.
Let's go around in a circle, right, and we'll list our skills until we go out, and we'll see. I bet you I have more skills than everybody here by leaps and fucking bounds.
Of course.
By leaps and bounds.
I'm not going to contest that.
All right.
Alex. All right. Ready? I'll start.
Why would you start?
Because we already named some of mine. Juggling. Go.
Comedy.
Okay.
Jiu-jitsu.
Ooh.
Ballet.
Boxing.
No. Yes. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
You're not good at boxing. It's not one of your skills. You do
it's
not
100%
have
a skill set.
You stink
I
at
have.
Boxing. You're bad.
A skill set I have.
No, it does not.
Yes,
no.
It is.
You know, Mike
no.
doesn't do boxing. I'm yeah. not great at jiu-jitsu.
You're
Mike
better jiu-jitsu
has
than
skills,
than boxing.
But he has no awareness of what his skills actually are. So if you need some help, I could try to help you with.
No, because it's gonna whoever goes out. And we have to agree. Everyone has to, or you get to vote. Fine, we'll vote on whether or not that was a skill for Mike Harrington boxing. Can you show some of Mike Harrington boxing? Have you ever seen him box?
Hold on. In his defense, I'll say the fact that he's taken just one boxing class.
So okay, so
he's better than in boxing.
Yeah, I am a skilled. I paint ceramics. I paint ceramics. That's what I am. I'm a ceramic painter.
Well, what have you done?
I've taken a class.
What's your portfolio? Did you do like painting with a twist?
I used to take ceramics classes.
You did?
Well, Mike doesn't do boxing with
like
a twist.
Like from Ghost?
No, I didn't make them. They were already made, and I would paint them
you
afterwards.
Paint the, okay.
Like a homosexual child.
Okay, so painting is a skill
so
you have.
I would
Dalton,
say
your
that,
turn.
Yeah.
No, you're not getting boxing.
Okay, I'm 100% getting
Harrington,
boxing.
Harrington, just do any other one so we can move on.
No, I mean, well, do you, I say no to Harrington
hey,
boxing.
Hey, you know what? I played guitar in high school. I'd say I'm better at guitar than like the average guy off the street.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Oh, look at me.
We get some volume.
Look at me not getting knocked out.
Harrington.
I mean, there was one goal here. Don't get knocked out.
You're
is bleeding.
Your nose bleeding. Yes, his nose is bleeding.
Yeah, boxers bleed. I don't know if you know that or not.
Boxers bleed. I mean, fast forward to how this ends. Kim's probably not seeing this.
Can we, can you guys breathe a little louder for the camera? Ew.
Oh, so yeah. Throwing up.
Yes, he's throwing up. Boxers also throw up after three rounds.
Some do.
Of boxing in a backyard.
Some.
Maybe, like, for argument's sake, you could pick a different one so we can move on. Yeah, please, Harrington. We're all going to vote no after
this
that.
Is crazy.
You can't puke blood after
there was no
with
blood.
Lewis and call yourself.
It was me 5 months ago.
You're boxing Lewis. Yeah. Once the blood and the puke mix, you've puked blood. I don't...
Harrington, I believe in you.
And I was so bad at
swimming?
That time.
Hate you so much.
No.
Swimming? No.
No. Michael Phelps
what?
Over here.
No.
None of us have ever seen you
we've
swim.
All
we're your
named
friend.
A skill that we could actually
we're,
do.
We're all your friend, and none of us but have ever seen you swim.
Fine. Comedy club booking. Just moving
there you
on.
Great. Okay,
no,
great.
We just
great.
Proved that you're bad
you're not
at this.
Kidding. You booked him on a 6 o'clock show.
Yeah, you booked
me. He booked me. I was there on Sunday on a guest spot. He didn't tell Liz Mele, who was supposed to do the first spot, that I was going on. He just had me bump her. So literally, what happens is he brings me, he doesn't tell the host. The host, he brings me up to the stage and points at me. The host is like, oh, cool. I literally watch in the back. I watch Liz Mele go, what the fuck? I watch her verbally go, I'm in a hurry. She's yelling at Harrington as I'm getting up. So that's a whole commotion. And I literally walk out and she gives me a look like, what the fuck, dude? And I was like, I'm sorry. Harrington doesn't know what he's doing.
Harrington, are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, she had an 8:35 out. I got her out the door by 8:35.
So we need another. You need another
Harrington,
one.
Harrington,
he's still really bad if he's out on the first
hold
round.
On.
He's out on round one. Wow.
Harrington, are you about to cry?
No.
You look like you're about to cry. No, your eyes are glassy. No.
Yours are too. Dalton, we're all stoned.
Oh, that's it.
Hell yeah, we are.
podcast producing. I'm not finding this one.
Harrington, you're good at fucking up.
Now it's just going to get
good.
Awkward.
It's your skill.
No. This is what
I produce. Harrington not have a skill.
Your skill is fucking up, Harrington.
Not like one specific.
You fucked up. You fuck up so well.
He's
you've
crying.
Succeeded.
He
you
is
were,
crying.
You were homeless like 3 years ago, and you fucked
oh
up
God,
your
you
way
broke
into not being homeless.
This is crazy. I produce multiple podcasts on this network. That's an actual skill.
You know, no. I got one for you.
Move on.
He's crying.
He can survive. He survives.
Surviving.
Survival is a skill.
Moving on. Lewis, name another skill.
Please, so we can get back to him. And no, then he has to find a second skill besides staying alive.
I really want to get back to Harrington. All right, so I will go with Kendama.
I'm going to go with making Harrington cry.
being funny.
Here he did comedy.
Hula hooping.
Who did comedy?
Dalton.
It's also my skill.
It's also, Kim's yeah, also that's good enough, at that's it. Skill
she you has. Just can't repeat on your own
She's
skills.
Funny for a girl.
Hula hooping.
She is good at hula hooping.
Jeopardy.
Deal.
Okay.
Good.
Even though that
was great at Jeopardy.
It's just he has so little skills that I'm going to count a TV show as his skill. I'll give him that because we did play Jeopardy on my Xbox. And he fucking...
He'll embarrass you in Jeopardy.
He laid the hammer down. Yeah. He laid the... My sister was talking all this shit, and she's like, I'll kill you in Jeopardy. It was like, it was a goddamn nightmare. And I was like, how have you not been able to, like, just memorize, like, how to be on time or, like, not lose keys? You memorize all of this useless knowledge and facts.
What's your next one?
My next one, we'll say skill. Yeah, I mean comedy.
I would say... I don't know if this counts as a skill, but I would say just loving and caring about my friends, you know?
Are you running out of skills, too?
I think I am, and I just want all of you to know. I really, we bust balls on
we
here.
We ignored his last skill. What was his last skill? Making Harrington cry. We let him have that.
I slid that one in because maybe, I'm drawing a blank.
Making Gas Digital producers cry because this is the thing you've done to multiple Gas Digital
I don't,
producers.
But I don't want to keep, I don't want to get pigeonholed into that. I didn't mean to make
You don't want
to
get pigeon-footed into that?
I don't want to get pigeon-footed into that. I don't want... I always want to, be innovating, coming in with new ideas, new things. I can't have like
That's what it is. You have caveman feet.
I have caveman feet, yeah.
Innovation was what did it.
What's another skill? I would say I'm a good writer.
Comedy writer?
No, like a good...
You write short stories? What do you write?
Yeah. Essays?
Poems? Essays? Poems? No, no, I don't know how to write a poem.
You don't have any skills either, huh?
No
skills.
Are you out?
Eating pussy, maybe?
No, you're out.
I bet she's bad at eating pussy.
There's no way he's good.
You just lost your virginity.
We gotta talk to Dalton. He's got a girlfriend now.
Oh, yeah.
He's dating that fucking Puerto Rican chick that comes to the
I know her,
skins.
Yeah.
She's fucking hot, dude.
She is hot.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, it's nice.
You eat that puss?
I do.
Hell yeah, dude. She looks like she's fucking... She's going to be a problem in your life.
She's going to...
I'm going to tell you, don't date...
Ruin your life.
Don't date a Puerto Rican girl. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, she's definitely going to hear all this.
Oh, 100% she's going to hear all this. She should... I'm warning you against her. Puerto Rican girls are a dangerous breed.
Yeah, don't date Puerto Rican girls. You might just want to be friends and hang out with them all the time forever. And never leave them alone and be in love with them.
Or maybe you're just be so afraid of them, you figure the way to play it is to keep them close.
No.
Instead of making them
Don't
your enemy.
48 laws of power me, motherfucker.
I mean, we're just, we're having a good time.
We're just, not.
We've only been, I've only been seeing her a few weeks. We're going slow.
Also, I love how Kim tells the Crazy Kim story, how selective she is, what Crazy Kim stories she tells on Ari's podcast.
Oh, look who came for revenge.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my God.
That's why he booked me, so he can stand up for himself.
You too.
Podcast.
You two used to date. That's right.
Yeah, are you kidding?
I just now...
I'm glad that there are new comics that don't... It, like, can slip their mind. Right. That's fun.
That's so weird.
Stop acting like I'm a fucking... I'm not.
I'm just saying it's nice that we can have a fresh...
Hoe.
Is there any tension between... This is so weird that you're in the same room together.
Yeah, I'm a fuck them.
They haven't been friends
I'm
going to
fuck Lewis.
Everybody
needs to tweet about how I'm going to fuck Lewis tonight after this podcast. Look at him and he's excited. I'm going to fuck you. Lewis, look at me.
Wait, after me...
No,
after me, right?
You're going to get fucked, Kim.
I'm going to fuck Lewis.
I can't.
No, she's not, everyone. Let it be known she's not. What?
So, I can't imagine.
Breaking up with a chick and then being friends with her?
Yeah. You've been inside of her and it's so weird.
Barely.
I'm more power to you, man.
Soundboard would be right there.
You're more mature than I am. I couldn't do this. This is making me uncomfortable.
I try to be friends with every chick that I've dated. I'm not trying to, unless it ended like fucking crazy.
It had to have ended crazy between you two. What are you talking about?
Alex said to me not a month ago, she was like, I think you and Kim could be friends in like 5 years. Not a month ago, she said.
I said, there's no chance it's going to be any sooner.
We weren't friends for like 6 months. It was nice.
It was kind of nice, right?
I kind of needed it.
It was kind of nice.
We can
give
back
we
needed a reset.
We needed a reset.
I'm happy. Mike and I are the two happiest people that you guys are
now,
friends again.
I'm a fuck them.
Oh, no.
Evil Kim is great. I'm so glad you're leaving.
I'm seriously, honestly, the only reason I'm friends with her is because she's leaving the city.
She needs to get out.
Kim, I missed you so much, and I cannot wait for you to be gone.
Okay. I wish I could have hung out with you more, Kim. You seem fun.
Thank you, dude. Yeah. I've seen you a lot lately.
I've seen you. Yeah, we've seen each other around a bit.
Hell yeah.
It's been, yeah, you're a delight.
I'm gonna fuck you too.
I'm gonna fuck everyone today. Guys, my last
everyone
day.
At this table.
We're all getting our balls drained.
So what's going on? You met this chick at Skanks?
Yeah. We just talked a little bit after Skanks, and then she DM'd me on Instagram, and I asked her out.
What'd you get? You asked her on a date?
Yeah.
Can you read the message you sent to her?
Oh, please. I'm dying to know. I want to know how the entire interaction went.
She's a fucking Puerto Rican girl who comes to Legion of Skanks. Dark-skinned Puerto Rican comes to Legion of Skanks alone wearing an American flag bandana.
Do you fuck her without a condom?
No.
Good.
So you haven't even fucked her, really?
Yes, I have.
I don't count that. Got a raw dog. What'd you say to her? Can I read it?
Hold on. I'm trying to.
I want to see Dalton's game.
He's deleting his side of it now.
Stop deleting.
Him. No, I have no signal.
Come on.
Here.
It's just all.
We don't need signals.
Here.
See the old messages.
To see your old messages.
Well, no,
what
it's on Instagram. I don't know how to.
I don't know.
I mean, I'll tell you what I said to her because she hit me up and said, "Hey, so are there any, like, how many girls are asking you out after you did Skanks?" And I was
"That's
like,
a good way to hit on a guy."
Yeah,
yeah.
And I was like,
"You're like, I'm typing this with my feet."
And I said, "No, none really."
Hell yeah.
And I said, "But do you want to go out?" And then I said,
"Let me see the fucking message."
I'm trying to pull
lying up. Cocksucker.
Give him the Wi-Fi pass.
Improvising it as he goes.
It's like it's only giving me 4G. I don't have the 5G, and it's not loading anything.
Let me see.
Give me a second. Where is it?
Do you
here
he's
we go.
5G into this.
Here we go.
4G's always been enough.
Give
no.
Me 1 second.
It's plenty.
Okay, Lewis, I'm not going to hand you my phone, but I'll read to you the
look
message.
Over his shoulder, make sure he's
phone,
not lying.
Dalton?
Okay, so she said, did you go through your requests, any MAGA bays?
Any
she
MAGA bays?
If there's any Trump-supporting women.
Hell yes.
And then I said, no.
I love that he left that part out originally.
I said, no, soy un perdedor, which means I'm a loser.
Oh, so he started speaking Spanish
yes.
to this girl.
Okay.
This
hot,
is game.
Hot.
This is fucking game
yes,
right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, this is good.
Time out. That right there, as a Puerto Rican girl, some fucking white boy you start talking to, you don't speak Spanish, but if you did, that would be a turn on, right?
I also don't talk to white boys.
I'm right here. And then,
soy un portador.
And then she said, this is so personal. She said, not at all. She's out there. Remember that the good are never easy and the easy are never good. And don't go about getting them in the way your buddy did. Be yours. I don't know what this means.
I think she meant don't die of electrical.
Okay, just
something.
I don't know. Do you want to go out? We could go to a museum and grab a bite. I bet there are lots
That's
of
nice.
Guys from the stand who have asked you out, but I got to be the cutest.
It's great.
Sick.
And then she didn't respond. So how long before you sent this little follow up?
It was like
3 minutes later. She didn't respond right away, and he freaked out.
Double text.
3 minutes later, he texts her again.
And then I said, "Also, you seem like you have a lot of cool stuff to say about paintings."
Okay, he found her interest. He's
okay,
doing
no,
a great
no.
job.
No, no, no. By the way, this is
doing a great job.
This, but it also
this is
he's
cute.
He's doing a great job. Like if I'm giving somebody pickup. Tips if you're not good with chicks.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
This is
for me, I'm like, bitch, I haven't even looked at your fucking...
Or like a 16-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, this...
Yeah. Oh, we get it, Lewis.
I'm just saying I'd be handling a little bit differently. I'd be making her look at my interests.
Of course, but...
Well, so, I mean...
Kevin's gonna hit me.
Well, I mean, we did... So we ended up... I ended up going...
She just sees a video of him doing kendama, like, fuck.
No, I mean... There's
such a vein pop in your head.
Our first date, like, she's vegan, so I took her to a vegan restaurant, bought her vegan food, but I've also like dragged her to things I like, you know.
You dragged her to a whorehouse?
To a whorehouse, yeah. No, I mean,
foot doctor.
I showed her my interests. I got her into comic books.
Have you shown her your feet?
Yes.
What did she say?
Did you have to have a conversation with her? Like if I had herpes, like I'd have to sit her down and be like, listen, I have, but it's not even a big deal. We don't have to.
She just was like, I don't care what you look like. And I was like,
obviously.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I mean,
I'm planning on digging my eyeballs out of my head next week anyway. So
we've only been seeing each other a few weeks.
Is she your girlfriend?
I don't know.
Do you hang out every day?
No, but we have been seeing each other a lot.
Do you tell her you love her?
No.
Does she tell you she loves you?
No.
Do you feel about her like the way that Lewis feels about me?
Angry?
Slightly terrified?
Mad as shit?
Worried?
No, I really like her. I'm just getting to know her. I don't know. I'm just going to try not force anything and just kind of go with the flow.
No, dude, you got to force.
Nah.
Trust me. No. Trust me. Lewis, I'm good with women.
Can we?
Look, it may not end with... Kim, all right. I got you, bitch. Like, it's not like I didn't get you. I got you.
Dude.
I got you.
I fucked worse, too. What do you want me to say?
How many of you flown across the country for?
For New York City? How many of them were living in a city that would benefit me fully without them?
Relocated.
Ugh. The way Lewis made that sound is he gets done fucking you, and then Nelson from The Simpsons comes up and goes,
I don't get it.
You don't remember The Simpsons? You never watch it? Oh, she watched Simpsons. So, Bobby, what's going on with my show? Because I'm seeing that Dylan has calling you over into the fucking producer's chair, and there's something going on. It better not be fucking up my show.
Bobby looks like he's going to die right now. Something happened.
The numbers.
Your mic's on, what? Bobby.
I'm just checking numbers. We're fine.
We're good.
Fine.
All right. Dylan's doing a good job.
They have panicked faces, doing right? Great.
Good. They should.
Damn.
They should. Broad topics. This is how you got to treat your production staff. You got to
put
fear into them a little bit, and then they will never fuck up for you.
Frank, get in here.
Frank, you little bitch.
Frank, get the fuck in here.
What did Frank do?
I'm sick of this shit.
Honestly, not quick enough.
Let's see.
It's not very quick.
Go ahead. Treat him like
Alex,
I treat.
Alex,
treat Frank like I treat you guys. Go, come on.
Frank, I think we should maybe like keep hooking up sometimes but not tell people.
Holy shit.
Let's keep it a secret. I don't want anybody to find out.
God damn, dude. Where's the soundboard?
That's all, Frank. Thank you.
Which producer do you think I'm hooking up with on the side? Shannon? I wish. I've been wearing her down, though. Shannon, at this point, she doesn't even deny it anymore. She's just sort of like, she's waiting for a real offer.
She's just tired.
Like a real cash offer.
She's tired.
Yeah.
Damn. Lewis, I want to do a watch-along show with you.
What watch-along show you want? You want to be the new co-host of Gomez Watches Seinfeld?
Yeah, but not Seinfeld.
No, I'm ready. I'm episode three. Or
just
season three.
Just start over with a new show.
New show. What's the show?
I want to watch Dragon Ball Z with you.
Am I watching that nerd shit?
Please.
Buddy. It's some fun.
Harrington's into it.
I mean, it'd be kind of tight.
Harrington likes the idea.
I mean, look, Dalton nerding out over fucking dumb anime shit, and you doing this.
Lewis, you are going to watch it, and by the end of season one, you're going to be like, man, I wish I was a Super Saiyan.
I bet you I don't. Pull up a Dragon Ball Z trailer right now.
Yeah, pull up anything from Dragon Ball Z.
Because here's what it is. The trailer's going to be this. It's going to be a fucking dude with some glowing shit in his hand, mm-hmm. and then it's going to be like fast-moving backgrounds,
dude.
And his hair's going to be all fucking chinky,
yep.
and then fucking
dude.
Another person's going to be like, wah!
You're all into training. You're going to flip your shit when you see the hyperbolic time chamber.
And that's the whole it all.
I'm on Team Lewis for this one, Dragon Ball
I hate
Z.
It. I don't like
it. Was
nah,
only
dude.
Ever in
well,
my
what
way.
Show? So you want to do Seinfeld still? I'll do Seinfeld.
Look.
Yes, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude, that guy fucks.
Yeah, yeah. So that was the Master Roshi. It was Vegeta and Nappa.
Yeah, you'd like Vegeta.
Yeah, you would love Vegeta.
That guy looks like
you love Piccolo.
He eats Vegeta.
I love Vegeta.
Yeah, dude. Dude, your fans are gonna hate me that I brought this up.
That looks like your toe.
Dude, this is taking me right back to being a kid.
Get on! Say, look, the fast-moving background.
Yeah.
Glowing ball.
Yeah, glowing ball. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
How cool does this look?
It stinks.
This doesn't look badass terrible. To you?
No.
I hate it.
Oh, man. I don't
it's
know.
Like there are so many fun things in life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
this
get,
is one of the worst things I've ever seen in my
this
life.
This is one of those disconnect. I don't get how you couldn't. It's
I
so...
watched my mother kill herself with heroin. All
right.
I would rather watch that over and over and over again than even watch one more second of this trailer.
I take
trailer.
Multiple seasons of that all one
right.
over yeah. this.
So you still want to do Seinfeld then?
Seinfeld over science all day long.
All right.
Seinfeld or science?
Saiyans.
Shut up.
Oh, I was confused. Seinfeld.
All day.
Do you want to throw it out to the fans?
Tweet
an anime
right
watch along
tweet it out.
Sounds.
Ask him. What would you rather watch me watch with Dalton, Seinfeld,
an
or Dragon Ball Z?
An animated show watch along?
No, an anime watch along.
Mm.
Very
What's
different
better?
Than an animation watch along, which I think is a really good idea.
Well, that's what Fuckface does. No, you're not plugging your show on my network, okay? Because you're a fucking little bit of a traitor, and we'll figure it out.
That is not true at all.
Maybe one day you could promote your show on my network.
Here's my thing. I like the juxtaposition of you hating that show and me loving it. And then the
Dragon Ball Z, is it called?
Yes. And we could find common ground therein. Because we both love Seinfeld, so...
I don't love Seinfeld.
You don't?
I'm watching it as a, fuck it. It's fine.
Okay.
Seinfeld, me and him, I feel like we're going to cross paths one day, and then we're going to fucking...
What, are you going to stab him?
I'm going to beat the fuck out of him.
Yeah, you...
They both like 17-year-old girls.
Who doesn't? Fucking pretend that 17-year-old girls aren't hot like a loser. We're all saying, like, no, they're gross. Ooh, shut up.
Kim, we've looked at 17-year-old girls on the internet.
They're so cute. They're so hot.
I'll show Alex the TikTok, and I'm like, look at this girl.
She's 16.
It's insane.
Too many children being hot on TikTok. It's fucking disturbing.
I stopped even denying it. Now I'm just like, yeah, that's right, fucking.
Hey, wait.
Let's go.
He knows the dances. I know he's...
Jesus.
That is good.
Come on, Charlie. Come on, Charlie and Addison. Let's party.
God damn, Lewis.
Those are my girls. But Charlie... She's whatever.
Charlie went slutty recently.
Charlie made a secret account.
Yeah, she went dark on her account.
And is posting little dresses.
And her new account has a lot less following. It's secret. It's just like a number code.
Charlie.
And guess who's been been duetting her videos?
Who?
Johnny Sins.
Johnny Sins, your man.
Oh. My man.
I've jerked off to Johnny Sins videos thinking about you, Kim.
I fully believe you.
Yes, I swear to God.
He's the bald guy.
To get my dick going, I gotta think of some fucked up shit.
You think about the fact that I'm attracted to Johnny Sins.
Isn't that fucked up? That's another level.
You're attracted to Johnny Sins?
Who's Johnny Sins?
He looks like Mr. Clean.
I pull up Johnny Sins.
The big bald one. He kisses husband.
Yeah, kisses Sins.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
He's like 6'3", bald, Jack.
Old dick, big penis.
She loves Johnny Sins.
Oh man.
All right, I just like his, I mean, I like the whole thing. Sorry if I came to you with a bad idea, Lewis.
I've just been...
Wow, 55% of my audience likes Dragon Ball Z over Seinfeld.
Hell yes! So okay, far. It's a good idea!
This is not a great shot of him, to be honest.
He's the one who got kicked out of Exotica for getting his dick sucked. On the floor.
Damn, he looks terrifying.
He's the one there's a meme where he's wearing the army uniform. They tricked Bisping with it. They were like, Bisping, my brother died. He was a huge fan of yours. He served in in Iraq. You retweet this in his memory, and Bisping retweeted it, and everyone just made fun of him.
Bisping's so sweet.
Yeah, he is.
That's wonderful.
Oh shit.
I found that Charlie D'Amelio secret account.
Oh,
well, let's see. Hold on. How old is she now?
17.
That's 16, legal.
16.
No, not legal.
She's not 16.
I think she
might be 18.
No, she's definitely.
She's not 18.
No. I think she's 16.
She ain't. There.
Yeah. I think I just saw her turn 16.
She's not even that cute. She is.
Wait,
she's 17.
Let me see the secret account.
She's so cute.
Addison, she's a little fat, but I'm like, yo, Addison, you're hot. She can move.
You're fat.
Who's this?
This is her slutty account?
I
hate their boyfriends.
What the fuck is this?
Their boyfriends are disgusting.
They're Dylan looking fucking boyfriends with their fucking Metallica t-shirts. I hate them. Name a Metallica song, faggots.
Dylan, name one Metallica. Don't
name
use the computer.
Metallica
name
song,
a Metallica
Dylan.
Song.
Hell on a Highway.
What?
Hell on a Highway, he says.
I don't think that...
It's not.
I can't name a Metallica song.
You can't name one Metallica song, Dylan.
Maybe it's a deep cut.
Can you go to, like, the main page?
I mean...
Yeah, go back for a second.
The names of their albums are also songs.
The Black Album?
All right, whatever.
Yes, album is a song.
You did name an album, so I guess that counts.
Is this her slutty?
Yeah, back to the other videos we want to show you.
Yeah. I mean, she's... She's much more.
She's been getting hot in these dresses and fucking.
Who
putting her titties
this?
In the camera and stuff.
She's a child, Dalton.
So we're watching.
We're watching a child dance.
We're just saying that these girls are.
And we're using Kim and Alex being here as an excuse.
What? Yeah, you kind of are. I want out of this.
Can we at least watch grown women?
I'm just saying
she
made a secret account and now Johnny Sins is duetting her.
Or at least a hot child.
What do you mean duetting her? What does duetting mean?
That means he's putting up videos next to her and being like.
Side
counting
by
down
side,
till
so
she
that
turns
it comes
18.
Out side by side, yeah.
Yo, Johnny
if you go
Sins,
to Johnny Sins, it's
Realize
TikTok.
Dude of the Week. Yo, edit. Realize Dude of the Week, Johnny Sins.
If you go to his TikTok, he's literally
he's
duetting underage girls.
Good for him. God bless his soul. God bless his soul. Because he knows he's got some fucking underage ones under his belt. He's like, they're going to come out. Let me just own this now.
Like James Dean did the same thing. Like, he just appealed to like teenage girls, and the moment they turned 18, they were like, yeah.
Hey, can you stop talking over the real ass dude, Dean Harrington? Christ, dude. It's almost like it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, he doesn't have headphones on.
It's not his
fault. Oh, I guess from Harrington's perspective, it was just dead silence. He was trying to save the show.
It was.
He's like, oh, so long, Johnny.
Oh, man. Lewis, oh, you want to get into some topics?
What?
I'm hosting the show. The show's going great. Just sit back and relax. It's a great show. We're all vibing. Everyone's having a good time. Even Harrington's here.
Yeah, me and Lewis are vibing.
We're not vibing. Anyone that's watching this show, just realize me and Kim are... We're just friends.
I get nervous when you guys talk and nervous when you're not talking.
We're just friends and nothing more.
The sexual tension has been palpable.
Tell Eric to make the coffee the same way as before because he used that delicious creamer.
Did you guys have fun dating?
Did you say creamer?
The table's all wet.
Like what? I mean, are there good memories?
Shut up.
We had some good memories.
Name one.
We both have to stop and think for a minute.
Six Flags after we broke up.
Oh, that was fun.
That was actually, we all
had
so much
fun. The most fun day ever.
Even though I did make out with you for like a hot dog.
I know. I remember you guys walked around the corner and you said,
just make out.
Hey, you make out with me, I'll buy you a hot dog.
We kept making out.
You said, I'll give you a hot dog if you make out with me. And you guys walked around a corner.
It's a Nathan's. It's 100%. And you thought a trampoline was an insulting offer.
Thank you. Oh my goodness.
So yeah.
Thank you.
The memory that came to mind was after you broke up.
Yes. That was our best memory was after we broke up. We were so flirty with each other. We were into each other.
We wanted to fuck again.
That's what we call a Puerto Rican wedding.
We were just making out at Six Flags for hot dogs.
Dude, I could think of so many good memories while you guys were dating, but then the end of the story is a big fight.
Every time. It starts off
every
so long. Like, what a great day that was.
It was so much fun.
Until she lit your car on fire.
The four of us stayed in the hotel room together in Connecticut after going on Mohegan Sun.
Oh, that's
all
when
that
we
stuff.
Did DMT.
We had such a blast, then on the way home, somebody had to take the train instead.
Let's not get into this
whole thing.
We married you guys.
This is how scared
I was.
This is how scared I was of Kim. I was like, I'll just take the train
first
home.
First of all,
I ran out of the car.
Don't let Lewis use his podcast to influence this whole thing. He wasn't scared of Kim. He's out of control with anger. He's not. He wasn't terrified and ran away.
He's scared you would tell on him
right.
to the police.
Yeah, exactly.
There were good memories.
That's like,
there were bad memories.
I understand where his head is at. He's like, I'm scared of what I might do.
He's throwing out this scared thing, this very victimized. He's got his fucking cancel culture glasses on.
Nigga. Yeah.
Puerto Ricans can say it.
Me and Kim, I love Kim. And I will always love Kim. She knows that.
Yeah.
I guess we all know that now.
I love Kim.
Yeah, Kim is great.
Kim is great.
Me and Kim...
It's just so funny.
We've been to rock bottom and we've been to the top of the mountain. And I think that's a rare thing with people that are still friends. So
it's
true. I think that's a good.
It only made our friendship stronger.
It's true.
Yes.
And now there's all this sexual tension.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Don't talk to me like that. as soon as he gets done.
You guys see
back.
Kim's Reddit page? It's hilarious. You've been to your own Reddit, obviously.
Yeah, I saw it.
There's a Reddit for it?
The guy that made the page keeps DMing me. He's like, your last one did great. And I'm like, dude, it's just my ass.
It's just a Reddit page where it's just like our queen in a bikini. And then it's just her ass. And then four guys being like, oh, I want to smell it so bad.
It's literally all of my ass. Yeah. That's great.
Wait, how does that make you, like, what does that do?
I don't care. I posted the pictures.
It's just
a collection of my best thirst traps over the years and videos.
Solid.
It's pretty good.
Hell yeah.
They did that to me for On the Legion of Skanks.
There
Reddit.
You go.
They put together my thirst trap. Oh,
that's
cute.
When I got my little TikTok for the first time. Hey.
Oh, Jesus.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, those are good pants.
All right.
What's the burger for? I don't understand.
Well,
why would I put that burger there?
I
was high.
You put the burger there?
Yeah, I guess.
That's hilarious. I thought the guy did. Was like, I want to eat.
Yeah, the burger is actually kind of what did it for me.
I know. Dalton's like,
he didn't even see me dance.
I didn't really see
what color was her shirt, Dalton?
I don't know.
He's like, I didn't know Kim was in the video.
Were there pickles on that? Was that a cheeseburger?
Thank you for whoever chose that one specifically.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Pull up real quick before we. I wanted to show that fight at McDonald's, or maybe I should save it for Skanks some more. That might be more of a Skanks.
Are we done?
We're almost done here.
Oh,
yeah.
No. I'm having fun, man.
But if we can stay a little longer.
We don't have to.
We're going
to
train in like...
Yeah, we're going to go train after this.
We're going to go run a train on Kim right after this. Dude. Me and all the boys.
Are there going to be any burgers?
Body, yada, 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 yada.
It's funny that you knew exactly
yada.
What song that video went to, even though the song didn't play when they just showed it because you've been watching
What? What?
That's so funny. He started singing. No, he just sang the audio for that video, which did not play.
Hold on.
Which did not play.
No.
Which means he's already familiar with the video. No.
That's a TikTok song.
No,
that song.
We don't have to play it again. Stop.
You were doing the body yada dance.
We don't have to do it again.
You were doing the body yaddy dance.
Body crazy curvy wave, big titties little waist. Body crazy curvy wave, big titties little waist.
He knows. No, don't say that for him. I know you wanted the podcast to go longer, but
no, I'm just saying. I just
brought it up. I was the one who said I know about your Reddit. So
he made it.
I am Congdon fan 111. Yeah, it's been a fucking fun show. It's a little extra bonus show. Yeah, we'll fucking let's wrap this one up. We want to smoke a little weed before we train, right?
Yeah.
What Paco?
Yeah. There has been so much tension between you two. Why not we leave it up to an eight ball and ask?
I thought you were going to say coke.
Yeah, seriously. I was like, I'm not going to do coke.
I literally thought we were all going to just start doing drugs.
All right, dude, we'll do it. I mean, we'll see where this goes.
I'm going to say no.
So wait, you have a magic eight ball.
From the internet, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I...
A magic eight ball, and what are you going to ask it?
Should Lewis...
Is Lewis bisexual?
Should Lewis fuck Kim?
I have a girlfriend. Would you please, for the love of God... No. Thank you, Magic.
Hold on. Wait. Pull it back up.
I knew the answer.
Pull it back up. Should Kim fuck Dalton?
Definitely not.
Better not tell you now.
I read definitely not.
Better not tell you now. So you're saying there's a chance.
You're saying there's a chance.
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys are the fucking shit.
All right, me and Liz got to go, you guys.
Go support Broad Topics, guys. Obviously, the girls are the fucking best. Killing it. If you're listening to this show and you're not listening to Broad Topics, I mean, what are we even fucking doing? Loud Boys, obviously support these guys. Yes. They're fucking dope as well. We're doing a crossover show next week where we're trading Zach and Miko.
Wife swap.
We're doing a wife swap for the whole week. So we're going to see how this goes. I might trade Robbie back very quickly. We'll see how it goes.
It's going to be you, Robbie, and Figs the whole week.
I know. And look, if Figs with me, I bring the best out of Figs, okay? But can I handle Robbie and Figs for an entire week?
Hold on, Lewis. I would say the Loud Boys bring the best out of Figs. We had him on our show, and you should have seen the riffs we were doing.
I don't need to riff, though. Like, riffs are for simpletons.
We're simpletons then. What we got out of Figs on that episode, we could win a Pulitzer or a Peabody for that podcast.
You have a Peabody.
Hell yeah. Thanks, Kim. All right. Look, thank you guys for watching. We'll be back on tomorrow. What is, I don't even know what fucking day is anymore. No, this will be Thursday afternoon. This one comes out. So you'll be back Friday, obviously, tomorrow. Keep on supporting. Keep on subscribing. Thank you very much. Good night.
That's all, folks.